Well, as most of you probably know, I won't say what you definitely know, but I would think mostly everybody knows that New Vance Health has come out with a new vision of Sharon Hospital and the plans. It's a transform. They call it a transformative plan. They've got a couple of public meetings scheduled on it. They've already had one meeting where they announced it. Immediately some folks got together and started looking into this, local folks, doctors, as well as men and women and residents, and also political officials throughout the tri-state region. And this will all come to a quasi head this weekend, where there's going to be a rally on the green in Sharon, Save Sharon Hospital, where they want to bring out all the facts to stop New Vance from eliminating health services in the area. And this rally will feature not only people showing up to show their protest, but also it will have many different people serving politically in and around our tri-state region. And if I did everything correctly, we have two guests with us this morning, and Lydia Krugmore. Lydia, are you there?
Yes, hi, Marshall.
Okay, and Amy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Now, Amy, is your last name pronounced Scheim?
Yes, it is. You're one of the only people to pronounce it correctly.
Well, it's a 50, it's always a 50-50 shot. Well, thank you both for getting up early this morning and joining us. Now, when this transformative plan was announced at the press conference, we found out that from Dr. Parker that doctors voted 25-1 and not really liking this plan. We also heard from different politicians and also from community members like yourselves. So let's talk about the genesis of how this rally, which is coming up on Saturday at 3 p.m. on the Sharon Town Green, was put together.
Sure, this is Amy. I came to Millerton in January 2020, just before the pandemic. My husband and I purchased a home up here. And then we ended up getting pregnant, and I had a baby this past summer in July 2021 at Sharon Hospital. And it was an amazing experience. The quality and the care of the nurses and the doctors and staff was truly just exceptional, and I knew that we had experienced something really special by having our baby at Sharon Hospital. One of the things that made me realize that was oftentimes after you give birth, once you exit the hospital doors, that's sort of the end of your relationship with the hospital, other than the bill that you receive from them. But one of the other great things about the support and staff with Sharon Hospital is the lactation consultant there hosts the ongoing weekly support group for moms that have given birth, and you know, you can join in, and it's free of charge, and there's a whole email list associated with that. And after New Vance revealed their transformation plan, one of the moms in the group, I was outraged by it, and one of the other moms in the group sent an email to everyone saying, you know, we all had such a wonderful experience, we need to rally together and do something about it. And a few of us got together and started organizing, and then we learned of Lydia and Save Sharon Hospital's organizing group from the last time this had happened. And so we reached out to Lydia and joined forces, we've started organizing, and then decided that hosting a rally and getting the community together, political figures, would be a great way to get the public more involved and have our voices heard.
Now, what's interesting, Lydia, I'll get to you in just a second, but Amy, my brother Mark lives here part-time, about 60% of the year, but his daughter just came up and visited and liked it so much, she moved up here about, I don't want to say 6 or 7 months ago, and immediately fell in love with Sharon Hospital. It was so close by. And let me tell you now, my brother Mark and his daughter, Ashley, they are not activists in any way, okay? But But they are very concerned. They have written letters. They have written letters to the hospital. They've written letters to political figures, kind of like you. And they've really got very outspoken on this. So this is, you know, I think what's interesting about this, this is a problem that years ago when the Sharon Hospital ran into financial problems, there was a core of people, but now it's expanded because there's so many people that have moved into the area and gotten used to the services. Now, this is where I'll go back to you, Lydia, and the Save the Sharon Hospital movement has been around for quite a while, actually.
Yes, it absolutely has been. So one of our members, Victor Germack, started the community association to Save Sharon Hospital, you know, decades ago. But then in 2018, when HealthQuest, the former owners of Sharon Hospital, made the announcement they were going to be closing maternity in, you know, less than 30 days. That's when my husband and I kind of came together and found a couple other people who were outraged by this and formed the newer Save Sharon Hospital group, later joined with Victor and several other people. We created the group and hosted the first Save Sharon Hospital rally on the Green back in July of 2018. You know, I have to say that just as we did last time, I think that we actually have a chance of keeping maternity and other services open, just as we did last time. So, and the reason why is because when HealthQuest merged with Western Health Connecticut Network back in April of 2019 to form Nuvance, they pledged to state regulators they would maintain all current services at Sharon Hospital for at least 5 years. So if you do the math, somehow it hasn't even been 3 years, and Nuvance is already announcing that maternity will be closing in 8 to 12 months. So to me, this seems to be a crisis of their own making. So despite not even applying for approval from the state, they went ahead and made these announcements, so likely affecting Sharon Hospital's ability to maintain current staff and its ability to attract pregnant women. But I think that this is our avenue. We are able to go to state regulators and say, you know, this is happening. It shouldn't be happening this way. Please step in and ensure that Nuvance follows up on their pledge and keeps maternity and other services open for the next at least 5 years. And then during the rest of that time, like, let's try to come together and find a long-term viable solution.
You know, what's interesting about this problem is, what tied in with this problem is the fact that we're losing doctors. We are losing doctors in this area. Doctors do not want to set up shop, and it's very hard for doctors to come in here. So, and the fact that we're losing doctors and possibly, quite possibly, losing different services at the hospital opens up a whole different can of worms. Now, what's interesting about your rally on Saturday is that Maria Horn will be there, of course, our Connecticut State Representative. Greg Pulver, who's the chairman of the Dutchess County Legislature, will be there. We've got first selectman from Kent, Sharon, also the Millerton supervisor, Cornwall, Kent, and Dr. David Kirsch, who I've interviewed several times. And, you know, this is not just a group of residents. This is a group of people who represent towns, doctors, and residents. And that's what I think gives this rally some power.
Well, thank you. We're so excited about our speaker list. Exactly, we have all these elected officials, not just from New York and Connecticut, but I want to say also from both sides of the political aisle. So we're all coming together for the cause of saving our hospital. And one thing that we found really interesting, so when we were calling our elected officials, asking them to speak at the rally on Saturday, the thing that stood out to me the most is that almost every single one of them had a personal story about Sharon Hospital. So they're not just speaking on Saturday because maintaining vital services is important to their constituents, which obviously it is, but they're speaking also on an individual level because this hospital has affected all of them, and they all want these services to stay here for the long term.
I think what's great about what you're doing also, have you spoken to any of the state health officials yet? And I don't know who wants to take that question. Have you lobbed questions or spoken to any of them yet?
Our group has. And I will say that if you go on the OHS the Office of Health Strategy website right now. The Office of Health Strategy is actually opening an inquiry into what's been going on at Nuban.
You know, I think your plan, talking about keeping this going for the next 5 years, in that 5 years, the state and federal government and Nuvance and doctors can try to work out some sort of plan where, yes, the hospital needs to save money and be able to operate, but it gives more time, potentially, to come up with a solution that might keep the hospital as it is now.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's not easy to get involved in something like this. I remember when the Sharon Hospital went from not profit to for profit, and it took a lot of meetings, a lot of working with the state, and it became the first hospital in the state to do that. And now that it's flipped back to nonprofit, I really think that you're going about this the proper way by not only bringing together women, but women, men, all different age, ethnicity, and also political leaders to go to the state and say, this is just too quick. Things should remain status quo for now, and let's all work together and try to find an answer. Do you think it's going to be possible once this gets to the state where your group and, of course, the politicians that run in our area, the state and Nuvance, can get together and actually try to work on a formula?
I mean, we would absolutely love to have that opportunity to speak with both parties. Last time this happened, we were able to go to the public hearing that the Office of Health Strategy held for the merger between HealthQuest and Western Health Connecticut Network. And so anyone can actually speak at that public hearing. Anyone from the community will have that opportunity this time around. As to whether or not we could all sit down at the table together, our group would absolutely be willing to do that. If Nuvance wanted to do that with us, we would be so happy and thrilled.
Once again, on Saturday, this Saturday at 3 p.m. on the Sharontown Green, Save the Sharon Hospital Rally, featuring local residents and also our political leaders, and really getting together to show that there's strength in numbers. By the way, if you folks out there listening want more information, there's three different ways you can get it from this group, and that is their website, savesharonhospital.org. You'll also find them on Facebook, Save Sharon Hospital, and even on Instagram at Save Sharon Hospital. So once again, that is this Saturday at 3 o'clock. We're going to try to have somebody there to film this, so the people that can't attend it will be able to see it on our local access channel and also on computer as well. And I hope for good weather, and I hope you get a great turnout, because there is power in numbers.
Yes, and actually, I just wanted to add one more thing. So at the rally, we're going to have letters and petitions for people to sign. So while you're there, read the letter, sign it. We'll send it for you. We'll add your postage for you. And if you aren't able to make it on Saturday, we will have the letters and petitions set up online so that you can still sign. And then I also wanted to add that we are doing our best to make the rally very family-friendly. So if you have young kids, older kids, bring them along. We're going to have art, crafts for them. We're going to have snacks for them to keep them entertained during our speeches.
And we'll also have the brass band playing a little bit of music during the rally, so it'll keep things lively and festive while, you know, getting our voice out.
Yes, the Resilience Brass Band.
I just think that this is what our communities are all about. This is what our government is like here in New England, with town meetings, and really things don't get done without the participation of the public. And this is a chance for the public, who has feelings on this matter, to show up and listen to speakers and sign those petitions. Once again, Saturday, November 6th at 3 o'clock on the Sharontown Green, a Save Sharon Hospital Rally. Amy, I want to thank you. And Lydia, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. And keep us apprised of any updates that you have.
We will. Thanks so much for having us.
All right. Have
thank
a great
you,
day. Thanks for joining us so early in the morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. It's an important topic. And somehow we have to get new vans. These folks, the political leaders and the state health together, and maybe slow the process down and see if it can be worked out. Once again, Saturday at 3 p.m. on the Sharontown Green Save Sharon Hospital rally this Saturday.